This is Inside Agriculture. September was a fairly solid month overall for retail sales of tractors and combines in the U.S. and Canada. That is according to the latest data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Total farm tractor sales in the U.S. increased 18.7% in September compared to last year, while combine sales increased 12.3%. Year-to-date, total U.S. tractor sales are up nearly 5%, while sales of combines are up 1.8%. For Canada, total farm tractor sales were up 13.7%, while sales of combines were down 25.5%. Year-to-date, total tractor sales in Canada are down 4.4%, while sales of combines have decreased 27.7%. AEM Senior Vice President of Ag Services, Kurt Blades, calls the sales figures solid, but he says the organization continues to hear from our members' real concerns about the overall ag economy. AEM is an international trade group representing off-road equipment manufacturers and suppliers with more than 1,000 companies and more than 200 product lines in agriculture and construction industry sectors worldwide. Farmers from Idaho and North Dakota have had a unique opportunity to observe cotton and other agriculture-related operations in the Mid-South. A group of farmers this week are touring southern cotton-growing areas as part of the National Cotton Grower Council's multi-commodity education program. Launched in 2006, the program is a Cotton Foundation education project supported by a grant from John Deere. It is coordinated by the NCC's member services and local leaders and organizations. The program is designed to provide its participants with a better understanding of production issues and concerns faced by their peers in another geographic region, along with an observation of that region's agronomic practices, technology utilization, cropping patterns, and marketing plans and operational structure. Finally, the program provides tours of the region's research facilities and its agricultural processing operations and related businesses relevant to the area economy. The group began the tours on Monday at NCC headquarters in Tennessee and will travel to cotton farms, warehouses, and production facilities in Arkansas. And finally, the State Game and Fish Department's annual fall aerial mule deer survey began Monday in western North Dakota. Weather permitting, the survey takes about a week to complete. Game and fish biologists have completed aerial surveys of the same 24 Badland study areas since the 1950s. The survey is issued to collect mule deer population data for monitoring demographic trends, such as buck-to-doe and fawn-to-doe ratios. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.